Hello.
Hello. Okay, this is our second or third attempt at this episode. We are doing another remote episode where we're not in the same location, so we'll see
We're
how it
social
goes.
distancing.
Yes, we are so distanced. So today on Sociopath and the Empath, we're on episode 17, and we're going to talk about the COVID quarantine stuff. So,
Yes, aren't you happy to be part of history right now?
not really. Were people happy to be a part of the Ebola pandemic?
I mean, like, I just think to myself, like, wow, like, I lived through 9/11, I lived through the recession, and now we're in a pandemic. And the
Yes.
economy's gonna go to crap.
America.
America. Well, as it's a little bit off topic, I think we're gonna be pretty better off than other countries right now.
Yeah, probably.
I think we have our shit down pat compared to like other countries. I think our numbers are higher than normal, especially like with like the count of like how many cases we have today.
Right.
But I will say that,
Even though we have shortages and stuff, I think we're still handling it okay, even though we could have been more prepared. But it's not very financially efficient to prepare for a pandemic. They're more worried about their business.
exactly my point. Well, the count today, since I think we should always have a count, since so today it is April 7th of 2020. The global cases is 1,347,000, and deaths are 74,807. The recovered is total, this is total world, 277,000. And since we live in the US, we're gonna give our reports for the US for today.
Okay, next time we're just doing the US.
Okay, I
Okay.
apologize. Just for the US.
It's too many
US.
numbers.
Okay, US. We were at 368,196 cases. This can also be like cases, places that are now closed. So just keep that in mind when you hear all these things for the media, okay? Total deaths is 10,986, and total recovery.
You keep cutting out.
28.
You keep,
So
hold on,
20% of the
hold on.
population.
You keep cutting out. So I heard about half of that.
Okay, so what I was saying before, is that the White House says 20% of the population, or whoever gets this, will go in the hospital, and 5% that will die. But the numbers are actually showing that if you go in the hospital, you have a 50% chance of living. So that's actually higher now, going off numbers. I'm not saying don't listen to the White House. I'm just saying when it comes down to numbers, I rather listen to the numbers.
Yeah, but the numbers are inaccurate with how they're counting it because they count heart
Yeah.
attacks and other deaths as COVID deaths.
Oh yeah, you want to talk to them about that as before we go in the quarantine part?
Well, basically, if anyone dies of anything and they show any symptoms of COVID, then they just count it as a COVID death. So the death count is higher than it should be, because it's not people who have died because of COVID, it's just people who have died and maybe had it as well, but that wasn't the cause of death. So that's like, I just think it's kind of stupid to count that in, and I don't get why hospitals would want to do that anyway, because that makes their numbers go up, but whatever.
And then also center inaccurate,
Right. So I'm not sure why they're doing that, but that's the situation.
Exactly. So now we've delivered the bad news and some good news. So now time to go to the quarantine. How's everybody doing?
Oh yeah, you should tell them that you're like done being quarantined now.
Oh, yes. Okay, so my quarantine has now ended. I am negative, thank God. I was having symptoms of the COVID virus very bad, but it wasn't it. So I must probably had a virus just similar, or it's mutating and that I just beat it. I don't know. But I will say I am all done. I'm ready to go back to work. I don't want to,
Yes,
but
come back with me.
Aria misses
I
me.
do. I've been perfectly healthy this whole time, so I'm just chilling.
Yes. I bought a mask before this whole thing where the US government said, "Oh yeah, everybody can wear masks now," which everybody went out of control and just started buying fabric and toilet paper again and paper towel and start making their own fucking masks out of like paper towel and hair ties to hold up the paper towel. I'm just like, oh my
There's
God, like we
people
are.
making masks out of underwear. All this
Yes!
weird shit. People are weird as fuck.
And bras!
Jeez.
Like, we're getting to the point that it's just like, what the heck are we doing? Like, if you really want a mask, I mean, I'm not gonna give it out to here because we're actually, me and her are gonna go into business pretty soon for this thing.
Make some
But we're
money.
but the thing is, just like our money would go towards actually making more masks for people who actually need them, which would be the first responders and, of course, like a security and police staffing. So, I mean, regular people, yeah, you do need masks, fine. But I mean, we have people who are going to save lives that need them more.
Right, you don't need them if you're sitting in your house or if you're driving in your car or if you're taking a walk outside and there's nobody around. You don't need a mask for that. Like, people
Exactly.
are ridiculous with this stuff.
It's just the fear. Like, the media has created so much fear
Oh,
about this whole entire thing. And it's just like, and I get it. Like, they want less steps. Maybe that's why they're creating so much fear. But at the same time, like, you're going to give so many people so much anxiety and depression. By the time they're done with this, they're in PTSD.
right.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, people are really scared. They are.
They are.
There's so many tents set up outside of the
Yeah, I saw like a couple of them.
and they've got like
Do you
legit
guys?
patio doors on them. It's crazy.
You know, I really hope they don't take those down and I could just like eat lunch out there after this is all done.
Oh, yeah,
'Cause I
don't eat
saw there's
lunch in the
windows.
COVID tent. That's a good
Well, I'm saying after those is done, I would like, I mean, it has a little nice window. Probably has like a nice little table. I could just go sit and eat, then actually go to a
I
cafeteria.
was looking into it, and it literally looks like exam rooms, like mini exam rooms, but they look like Afghanistan fucking style, like, except with white sheets.
Oh my God. Take it from the person in the military to bring up
That's what it
Afghanistan.
reminded me of, like all these little stations, like that are like 4 feet long.
See, I can't. All right. Now let's actually get to the podcast. Me and her have vented enough. All right. So the topic of today would be how are people doing in quarantine as myself as well? And how are the effects? So people doing in quarantine, I'm gonna say the good parts about it, and then we'll have the sociopath talk about the bad parts of what's going on in the quarantines. So this whole entire 2 weeks have really opened my eyes on like who's important in my life, who isn't important in my life. I have an article here. So, I mean, I feel like I'm recharged. Like I'm mentally recharged. Like I'm like, okay, I know I've been like sleeping a lot and getting over the sickness, whatever the fuck it was. But I feel recharged and I've reflected on things in my life, like people and things I've done. I've been more aware. And then I keep in check of my emotions. And actually, one thing I want to say here is that when you go through crisis, which a lot of mental people are having right now, you need to keep a journal of what's going on in like the hours of the day. I mean, you're at home. You're not doing anything. Just fucking do it. It's a piece of paper and a pen. It's not gonna kill you. And if you don't like what you're writing, just go on to the other day. It's like, oh, yesterday was worse than today. You know, you got to keep yourself busy. Because your mental illness will come into check real quick. And then do activities that you really enjoy. Like, I just got back into like playing my video games and like really like going into them, like beating the whole thing. And I'm like, oh my God,
Same.
I thought I never had time for this. Like it's nice. It's really nice because you just have like so much time.
I've been teaching myself how to do coding and some hacking and stuff and reading a lot.
So you picked up a new skill. Look at you.
But
Yeah.
it's still boring as hell.
It is boring, but hey, after you're done, you can like take that, that hobby that you've now had and use it towards something that makes one, a lot of money, and two, like you can learn more from it,
Yeah.
you know? And then that also goes into the becoming productive. And then I also with people in quarantine as well, I've seen like on other YouTube channels that people are really enjoying their relationship. They're really looking back on their relationships. And so with me, like I remember like I would just like sit here, I sat here and I was just like, I started getting messages from coworkers saying, are you okay? What's going on? You didn't tell me you went to the ER, like all this other stuff. And I was like, oh my God, they actually really care about me. And I was just like, wow, like I really care about them. And I want everything, to everything go back to normal. So when all this is over, I'm giving a lot of people good hugs and I'm gonna probably buy a lot of food for people. So, and then also you feel more independent because you're starting to see that you're taking care of yourself, taking care of your body. These skills are going to help you when you get older. Like when you're like dying, like on your deathbed, you're probably going to think about this, be like, oh wow, I've been through worse. I know exactly what's happening to my body, stuff like that. You won't have to apologize for anything. When it comes down to this, to apologizing to stuff, you're telling yourself you're doing so much as you can do. If people don't want to stay around in your life and they're just going to hurt you down and hunt you down for like stupid reasons, they're not worth it. Like I've cut people out of my life that were making a joke of this whole thing, even though I was probably sick with this thing and either the test was wrong or I have something mutated or something
Or you
different.
had it
Like
before,
I just,
prior.
right, exactly. It doesn't like people just cut the bad people out. Just like keep people who actually care about you or not trying to get information from you. Just keep with them. Like I've been blessed. I've been so blessed through this thing. And then also you'll stop looking for validation. Like I have, I mean, I think like the good part about this is that like I have finally said to myself, I am independent. And I don't need people to make me feel better. I can make myself feel better. I've learned to do things to make myself feel better in this situation. And that is the 10 things that I got from this article called Life Hack. It's a pretty good website. No sponsor or anything. They're getting a free shout out. But I saw this article. I was like, oh, maybe another podcast would need this. Now, the one thing that everybody's dealing with right now, this is a little bit of bad, but basically dealing with loneliness and what it's doing, like what is this whole being alone doing to people? And it's also, pushing up your anxiety, depression, and also it's affecting, you're losing muscle mass. Everybody, like I know government is basically saying nobody go outside. I would get a fucking treadmill as fast as possible right now
Well, I mean, you can still go
because.
outside to run if you're into that sort of
Right.
self-torture.
Self-torture. Well, like, did you see that they shut down like the parks? They shut down the parks. They shut down like the
They
beach.
shut down beaches and
You
stuff,
can't.
but they also opened up a lot of trails and like giant parks and stuff like that, like around here at least. They took away all the waivers and fees, so that's free, so that you can get out of your house.
Does everybody say 6 feet to 3 feet
Right.
away?
They still want you to social distance and not congregate around bathrooms or anything like that, but they're encouraging people to still enjoy the outdoors. So I think that's kind
True.
of a good part of it.
Yeah, you're right about that because like I went on a little date today.
Jesus.
Walking through a park, and stuff happened that helped me with my muscle mass, but we're not gonna get into
Please
that.
spare me.
Yeah, you're gonna lose muscle mass with this thing. Also, the thought of suicide is gonna creep in. So stay away from your alcohol, stay away from your drugs. President Trump was right. People are going to, lose a lot of like drugs during this time.
That's accurate.
Oh yeah, I should pro I don't call you
Sorry, I
out.
tried acid the other night.
How did that go? You want to tell them how the sociopath dealt with acid?
Wasn't like I was worried because of my anxiety, but it actually wasn't bad. It's just like being really, really high, but like I didn't hallucinate or anything like most people say that they do. So,
Like
well,
at
like the
all?
TV screen would get a little morphed and weird sometimes, but like I just had to focus my eyes. But like shit, like it's not like you're gonna see a fucking rainbow unicorn shit on the middle of the floor and walk behind the couch. Like that's what people were making it seem like. Like, oh, the walls breathe and like my closet door moves and like, oh, like people freak out and like that's not what it is at all. But like whatever. It's just literally your own head. Like maybe if you think you see something, maybe that counts as a hallucination, like out of the corner of your eye type of thing, but I don't know. But yeah.
So it wasn't bad. Are you promoting drugs to our viewers?
No. I'm just saying that if you're locked in your house, there are still some fun things to do.
So you are promoting. I disagree. I disagree. Do not do drugs. Do not listen to the sociopath. Do not
Don't
do
do
drugs.
drugs, kids.
Do not. Because if you think about it, like if you promote that, then people that are gonna have bad trips are gonna come to the hospital, and then they're
What?
either gonna get COVID
What?
from the
Whoa.
hospital. Yes.
How did you even make that connection?
Because people are gonna freak out. They're gonna go to the hospital thinking that they're dying, or they're gonna go to a psychiatric hospital
How is
thinking
that
that
my
they're
fault?
freaking. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm
You
just saying,
started
like, a
this by
suggestion.
saying that it was because of what I said, but I don't see any connection between those two. But okay.
I do. But I like messing with Aria a little bit.
Clearly, you're so annoying.
So your blood pressure will rise because you are stressed and you feel like, like kind of crazy. And the best and like the thing is like the best thing to do when it comes down to blood pressure is to obviously work out. Try to stay away, even though people were buying food like off the shelves when this thing first started. Stay away from your salt foods because that's gonna make it worse. Just focus on your protein. I mean, if you can't afford it, since a lot of people lost their jobs, then yeah, you have no choice. But try to like again, like Arya said, go to places that would offer you some way to get your workouts in between or just a walk. Loneliness can also deprive sleep because you feel so alone. The best thing that I would say is also to go get melatonin. This helps me sleep. People sometimes need something else like
Yeah,
higher drugs.
I
I'm
use
not perm
some sleep meds that I get from my psychiatrist, so you can always see your primary care physician and stuff like that if you need to do that.
Right. And so, like, remember, your doctors, just because they're working with COVID, not all of them are, and you just, like, reach out, use your resources. What was another thing? I have one more thing in here. Oh. So, like, again, we're social creatures. So, if you need to call someone because you're depressed, anxiety, or anything, there are hotlines, you know? Like, even calling up, like, just, you know, your mom or dad or whoever you have important in your life, just call them and see if they're doing okay.
And
they're
the same. Hey, you may people think that hotlines have weird people that aren't going to understand your situation, but think about it this way. Ted Bundy worked at a suicide hotline, and that's pretty dope.
No
yeah,
way.
If you fucking called one and got to talk to somebody who ends up going crazy, just do it for that reason if you need to do it then and you don't want to. That's my recommendation, personally.
So the national, I just pulled it up, the national suicide prevention hotline, if anybody needs to call, this is not a sponsor, I wish, oh my god, 1-800-273-8255. That number again is 1-800-273-8255. And again, oh, there's even online chats too. I just looked this up. So you can look up online too and just like type to them and say, hey, what's your problem?
Hey, what's your problem?
Well, where did you go?
What?
Oh, I can't. You sound in a different
room. I am in a different room.
Where did you go?
Nowhere.
What else? It says the last thing on the Psychology Today. It says the serious life-threatening concerns that we do concern about is going to not take things in such a critical term. We will get through this. Our country has been through this before. There's actually, back in 1918, there was the Spanish flu. That's what they called it. It didn't actually come from the Spanish. They think it did. They actually don't know where it came from. They don't know how it started. People were dying because they didn't have a gene that protected them from that virus. But we have the medical studies today to help us through the situation. This woman was basically, it's on YouTube. It actually, if you go look it up, it's by King Five. And basically the news thing goes into where this woman says, you know, the government said, hey, you know, tailors are going to make masks. They're going to make this and that. Like, they were like, we need these things to do it. Kind of like what's going on right now. GMC, Dyson, Ford, I'm missing one more, Tesla. A lot of places right now are trying to make ventilators in case when these people are dying, they can stay alive and come back if they can come back. But, you know, we'll get through this. The USA will not
come. America.
Fall, you know, America, fuck you. So we'll get through this. It's going to be okay. You know, realizing and accepting, that's another thing I've learned from this whole entire thing. Realizing and accepting that I could die from this, you could die from this, but that number is so low, it's more to the older people. And people need to take this shit seriously. Like I was messaging some girl from like Facebook, and it was on a dating thing for Facebook. And she's like, I don't care about social distancing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't you? And then I didn't say what the fuck, but I said, oh, why? And she's like, I just don't see the point of if I die, I die. It's my time to die, which I get it, but just fine. If you don't care about your life that much and you really just want to like lick toilet seats and get corona like that one stupid fucking guy did, fine, do that. But realize
okay,
that
we had somebody in basic training that literally was licking the toilet seats and drank toilet water, and we all got sick. You just reminded me of that, but you can continue.
Ew. I said I'd get a cup of water to like help my throat through that. That's disgusting. People, hey, you know, people are dumb. Be smart. be very smart right now. Look up on YouTube about masks and how to make them. Hint, hint. Look on how to make your hand sanitizer. Look how to make, like, aerosol, like, whatever. Whatever you need. Like, look it up. Like, things that you don't need. Like, you need to get rid of. Like, because when shit starts hitting the fan, you need to, like, have it all layered out. You have to prepare yourself. I'm not saying, like, things are going to go crazy. I don't think we're going to be bad as Italy. I don't think that's going to happen. But do I know? I do not. I'm just saying, you know, keep your mindset, because when other people are freaking out, that's a good opportunity for you to take that and learn from it. That's all right. I have to say.
So
there's a little part in here that I wrote down. It's like, how's a sociopath handling this pandemic and being alone? But then you brought up the drugs. So I mean, I don't know anything else. How are you handling the situation? I'm sad. I don't want these fucking people.
Well, I'm not really thinking about that. But, you know, like I said, I'm taking the time to learn new information and educate myself. Reading a lot of books about, like, BDSM relationships and stuff. Learning about that as well.
Totally off topic.
Well, okay. I mentioned reading books earlier, though. But, that's what I've been reading about mostly, and then I'm probably going to get some hacking books. And then
I can give you some articles.
Yeah, true. I've looked at a lot of them and searched the dark web for more, but there's only so much online. Like, it's just non-specific information. So, like, I need specific commands and stuff to put into terminals, you know. So, but I've been doing that, some drugs, so that's pretty much how I've been spending my time.
Gotcha. All right, when you are ready, we want to hear from you about your assignment for today about the quarantine.
So I looked up cabin fever a little bit, and so with that, it's basically when people are in isolation, they get a sense of, like, claustrophobia, just being what's it called, kind of just being confined to one location. So people get a little stir crazy, and it can bring out, like, bad behavior and, like, signs and actions from people, because things build up. You get sick of the people you're living with, stuff like that, and that kind of leads.
Why is that, though? But I thought, like, that would bring more people closer together, you know, their
relationships. Well, because people in relationships still need time away from each other. You can't constantly be together, or you're going to get sick of each other. So, and that's how it is with anyone, pretty much. Whether it's someone you're dating or your family member or whatever. But this has kind of caused an increase in domestic violence type stuff, because people get more abusive and they bottle up their anger and it comes out, and they get sick of the people they're living with. So I still have to talk to a few of my cop buddies about how that's going for them personally, but I know I talked about this in my criminology class, actually, a few weeks before this actually started. My teacher, who used to be a police chief, was asking us how we thought this coronavirus was going to affect everyone if we ended up going into quarantine, because this was before the quarantine stuff, like a week or two or three before. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, so we'll have to see, but my teacher basically said, like, you know, people are... I keep losing my train of thought, sorry. But, you know, people are probably going to increase their domestic violence rates, and that's going to go up when people are confined with each other, because you're already going to go crazy on your own, and adding another person to amplify your negative emotions and your anger and everything, and they do things that you don't want them to, or they don't do it the right way, and it just builds up. So it ends up not being good.
Now, like with that, do you think that some of the things that, oh, actually skip that first. Actually, no. Like the things I mentioned before probably would help, like going on a walk and everything else like that, keeping a journal of like what's going on with you and your emotions
Yes, get out,
lately.
get away from your family, write stuff down. It'll all help.
But one thing that I'm kind of concerned now, I just thought of it. Where are these people going? Like, think about it for a
What do you
second.
mean?
Like, the courts are closed. Nobody can get, a court date. So they just sit in jail? And, like, how long are they sitting in jail for? Like, are they actually taking them in? Are they telling them to go to a different location?
Well,
You know,
for
like
domestic violence, typically they just separate the couple. If you can't prove that anything happened, you just make sure they're separated. But like usually they'll arrest one person and keep them in custody and keep the other person away for a few days or for a 72-hour period. I only know the UCMJ laws for that. I don't know these ex-civilian laws. But for the UCMJ laws, at least, the service member needs to be removed from the home and they sleep in their barracks for 72 hours. And then they're able to return home with their families after being reprimanded by their unit. So in civilian world, it's pretty similar to that. And I believe it is still a 72-hour waiting period before you can return back.
72 hours, how
Three
long is
days.
that? So everybody, if you're thinking about beating the shit out of your fucking partner, think about that. 3 days in a prison or jail or whatever they put you. And there's people who are getting out of jail right now because they're afraid coronavirus is gonna break out on jail, and jails actually have coronaviruses. Do you really want to have coronavirus when you're in
All
jail?
right, they're letting them out for like lesser offenses and stuff, but I feel like a violent offense, like domestic violence, would not get out for
Oh shit. So you could have corona with your
So if you're gonna
jailmate.
fucking go
That's
hit your
so.
girlfriend or your boyfriend, just make sure you know you're gonna probably get coronavirus in jail.
So. Spoken from the mouth of the empath and sociopath. Man, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Man. This is, oh. And like even with like our nursing staff, like again, we both work in a hospital. We finally get masks now, and like it's just like I feel like I'm sad. Like I'm very sad about how we're like China right now. Like we have all masks and everything. Everybody's afraid of each other. Like it's so, I really hope this goes away. I mean, I think it's gonna go away. I really believe it's gonna go away. But like, I really hope stuff goes back to normal. But I think the shaking hands is done. I think, if you're gonna hug someone or be with someone, you're gonna have to be romantically in love with them before you do this again. Because again, I don't think like hookups is gonna be a thing anymore. I think it'll last for like a while, but I think like, it just people are gonna take more of their relationships more seriously now. I think everybody's done with the internet. They're like, I'm done. I want to go hang out with people, which is a good thing. I think everybody needs to be off their phones or wanting to be off their phones. Everybody's so glued to their phone.
Well, I mean, I don't think
So.
relationships are going to get more serious. Well, I suppose they're either going to get ripped apart or they're going to get more serious. No in between.
Oh yeah. I really hope you can put two podcasts together.
I can't. I just accidentally hit a button, and for some reason, it's not letting me go off of this app and still talk like it usually does. I accidentally hit a button. It's fine. I can edit these together. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I got so scared for a second. I was like, oh my God. If I have to try to remember everything I said, I'm gonna be pissed
No.
because I was on a roll.
No, we're doing good. You can keep going with what you were talking about.
I don't even remember what I was talking about before. Oh, you were talking about how relationships could break and stay together in this. I like if people would get through this in a relationship. Bravo. Do I think it's gonna be a lot of you? Hell no. Hell no.
Right.
I think this is the time and test of love. I don't think people
So
are gonna make it through this. I don't think a lot of people make it through this. I think they're gonna be so fed up with the other person, like ugh.
probably. I think that's what's gonna happen at least.
So like with me and like this girl that I went on a date with in the park, like we've been emotionally just talking and the energy is there. Like I feel so safe and I feel so like refreshed. I feel like I feel like I have a cheerleader like literally
From
with me.
6 feet away, though, right?
Yeah, 6 feet. Yes, mom, 6 feet away. I've never had someone who like literally cared for me as a partner wise. Friends wise, oh my God, my friends are amazing. But like a partner wise, and I might even say if she's a partner, but it's pretty amazing. I'm pretty happy right now. I really am.
That's
A lot of
good.
these fake people, like I have a girl's pretty fake with me. I thought she was something else, but whatever. Not my ex. Let's get that straight. Not my ex. But
Yeah, I can't keep track of all these people either, don't worry.
we're very similar. I don't want to hear that.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. But I mean like it really showed her colors too. This is gonna be the time to shine, I guess.
Time
And
to
I think also people need to realize that everybody's gonna get this. There's no way. Yeah, you can try to stop. Like, quarantining yourself is not a cure. May I remind people, this is not a cure. This is to stop it. Trying to stop it. And if you disobey, you know, the rules that are being out there by the federal government, we're gonna keep getting people sick. And people are going to die. And then if this thing mutates, as bad as it is, it's going to make it worse. Just fucking stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Go on a walk. Get a mask. Make one. If you got to go to the store, get what you need right there or plan it and say, I went to the store the other day and I was like, okay, what do I need? If they don't have chicken, I'm getting this instead. If they don't have that, they're getting this. Like I like planned like everything. Like if they don't have these things, I'll come back in the next 2 weeks. I'll just survive off of fucking ramen noodles for like what, 2 weeks. Like it'll be okay, guys. I promise. Sociopath.
Yes.
What do you think about the future of America right now?
Population control. That's what this is. We're getting too overpopulated, so this is fixing it.
You think
It's all a plan from the government.
you're a conspiracy theorist.
No, I'm just fucking
Hey,
with you.
I'm kind of thinking that China made this thing, and as someone just walked out and was like, oh, like I got this amazing thing that they don't want anybody to have, and the next thing you know, virus, and they're like, oh shit, we need to cover this up. The US, if the US finds out that we made this, or if they found out we let this monster out, we're gonna get in big trouble. Well, what do you think happened? And then the government probably was like, yeah, let China die off. They're overpopulated. And then it started spreading, and then it was too stopped to spread, and just it went out of control, and here we are today.
Here we are.
This is not what I wanted. I did not want to live in this time right now. Can you imagine all those people who bought houses? All those people that had jobs. Like, it's gone. They're foreclosing. They're
Some
done.
people got good ass deals on houses though, and they're doing just fine.
Right, but the ones that like had job the had jobs don't have jobs. They don't have to pay they can't pay their mortgage. They're
They
fucked.
can get a new job because there's plenty of essential jobs.
But like let's say they bought like a really expensive house. You think a supermarket job is gonna pay for that?
I guess it won't pay for it as much, but I'm just saying you're not totally fucked.
Yes, it, yeah. I mean, exactly. Like the thing is, it's like don't wallow in your stuff, but like be conscious. Like if you lose your dream house, just wait. Like I mean, this is gonna happen again. Just people need to prepare. Like
Right.
after this, I'm buying so much toilet paper, man. I'm gonna
Oh
buy
my God.
so much toilet paper. I'm gonna be like, when I go to Costco, I'm gonna buy two ones at once. But okay, those are for, in case. And then when I go down to one, I'll buy another one. I'm not hoarding. I'm just preparing.
You are part of the problem.
No, I am not. I am prepared. Hey, before this thing hit the fucking roof, I was telling myself, okay, I need to get 3 boxes of ramen noodles. I need to get noodles. And then I got like, okay, I need to get like 2 bags or 3 bags of chicken. Look what happened. I had food. I had so much food. And I got hand sanitizer before this stuff even happened too. I was like looking at the shelves like if they have the paper towels going and everything else is going, the hand sanitizer must be going. I was like, hand sanitizer, mine, 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 mine. Aerosol, mine, 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 mine.
Oh
All
my
right,
God.
we
All
should
right.
probably end
Yeah,
this.
we should probably wrap this up. So this was a good talk, guys. So a few things for the end of the episode. We just hit 2.5K views, so that's awesome. Making our way up in the ranks. It looks like our most popular episode was Analyzing the Sociopath, which was our third episode. So if you haven't seen that yet, go check it out. And if you, we might do a part two for that. So if you guys would be interested in that, let us know. You can comment on our posts, DM us on Instagram at sociopath_empath, or you can send us in recordings here and we will put them on the podcast and answer your questions that way. So yes, so that is all that I have for you. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you again next time.
Next time. Good night, everybody.